And we have breaking news this morning. A country music superstar has died.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up, let's have a party.
Toby Keith's family says the singer died peacefully last night, surrounded by his loved ones. 2 years ago, Keith was diagnosed with stomach cancer. His family says he fought the good fight. Keith had 42 top 10 hits and 20 number one hits, including this one, Red Solo Cup. During his career, Keith publicly clashed with other celebrities and journalists and often pushed back against record executives who wanted to smooth his rough edges.
Now, joining us live now is WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley to talk more about Keith. When did country fans first notice Toby Keith?
Oh, it was really 1993 with Should Have Been a Cowboy. And he right out of the gate tapped right into, nostalgia of Western movies and TV shows. He quoted Gunsmoke. I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon right out of the gate. And just like Gene and Roy singing campfire songs of Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, tapped right into that and started cranking out hits with like a little less talk and a lot more action. And He Ain't Worth Missing and Wish I Didn't Know Now. One of the early country Stone Cold Country Heartbreakers was Who's That Man, which was told from the perspective of a guy looking at, you know, the guy that replaced him. He's saying, that's my house and that's my car, that's my dog in my backyard, that's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life? So we could get some deep stuff too. But once all those hits happened out of the gate, it was prolific stuff, and he wanted to let the world know that he had made it. He wrote How Do You Like Me Now, and he said, I always dreamed of living in your radio. No one liked me as back in high school when I painted your number on the 50-yard line, but now I'm living in your radio, and how do you like me now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he had mentioned he likes writing those nanny nanny boo boo kind of songs. And you mentioned Should Have Been a Cowboy. I think that was the most played song of the 1990s, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, that's as big of a country. That might be his career song. You know, I think CMT, when they ranked their top 100 country songs of all time, that's usually the Toby Keith one that gets in there for that early period, for sure.
Well, his career also took a turn after 9/11. You remember those post 9/11 anthems that he wrote. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so 9/11, a lot of people went different ways once that hit. Brooks and Dunn had their song, and then Alan Jackson wrote that contemplative Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, which was, I think, a masterpiece, one of the best songs written about, you know, what were you doing on that day? But Toby Keith, you know, did a hard right turn and wrote The Angry American. He was mad. I mean, the chorus was, you know, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly. It's going to be hell when you hear Mother Freedom ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole world is raining down on you, brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I mean, that was provocative stuff, and even feuded with, you know, the Dixie Chicks at that time, now the Chicks. When America went into the Iraq War, you know, and Dixie Chicks, you know, sort of went the liberal way, and Toby Keith, you know, doubled down on, no, we should be going to war. But also, you know, even beyond the controversial stuff, there was just regular old patriotic stuff too, like, you know, American Soldier, a tribute to the military that most people could support too. But yeah, 9/11 definitely sent him off in a sort of a quote angry American direction, to quote his song, but a popular song for sure.
He also had a knack, though, for comedy songs, too, right?
Oh, yeah. You played Red Solo Cup at the top. That was hilarious. You know, Brad Paisley sang alcohol from the perspective of alcohol, but Toby Keith is talking to his solo cup. Red Solo Cup, you're my friend. but I think we first noticed his comedy side around. He started singing, I Want to Talk About Me. Want to Talk About I. He lists all the things that his wife or girlfriend always talks about. But he's like, how about time for me in there? But in addition to Red Solo Cup, other great drinking songs like, you know, You Ain't Much Fun Since I Quit Drinking, I Love This Bar, and Whiskey Girl. And he even had that Willie Nelson duet, Whiskey for My Men, Beer for My Hosses.
And he would never smoke weed with Willie again, I think he sang to us.
few people would want to do that. But yeah, and as he started, you know, he really was prolific. And as he started, you know, later in his career, you know, he would still have songs that sort of captured that too. Like, you know, I'm as good once as I ever was, you know. So that was, but on a serious note, to wrap it up, you know, among all of the, you know, remember the patriotic stuff, remember the funny stuff. But I think my favorite might be that song, My List, you know, where he says, you know, under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. And, you know, you list things that you'd have to do, you know, errands and chores around the house. But he talks about prioritizing. He says, you know, maybe I should go for a walk and say a little prayer and take a deep breath of the mountain air and put on my glove and play some catch. It's time I make time for that. That's a good one to go back and listen to today, I think, you know, of my list of things to do today. What should we do? Toby had some good thoughts in my list.
Thank you, Jason. That is WTOP Entertainment reporter, entertainment editor, Jason Fraley.